Or heat a lot of water somewhere.
Could you tell, did y'all have hog killing time on your place?
Yes,
Could you tell me about that? What you did, when you did it?
Well, I'll tell you, it was long in March, I think. It was in March. It wasn't my hog, but it was my son's hog. That came on a big one by him, and he killed it. He, I think it took 3 years to get him to hang him up and, you know, gut him. So he got him killed and everything. And some of it beat the deep freeze, and some of it he put it in the down in salt. He kept it in salt. So then he used to got it out and washed it and painted and hung it up.
I see.
What could you make with the meat from a hog's head?
Sausage.
Do you like that pretty well?
No, but he don't like meat, so. I made him some from the hog's head.
Ever heard people call that any kind of cheese?
Hog head cheese.
That's the
same
thing. Oh, same thing. What about, the liver. Did people ever take the liver and grind it up and cook it, make some kind of pudding out of it?
I heard tell them doing, but I never has tried. I never have.
What did they call it when they did that?
Liver pudding. I have eaten it, but I, you know, homemade, but don't eat like that you buy the stuff. But I have, you know, ate some of it.
Yes, ma'am.
But it didn't taste like that you come from.
This might sound kind of bad, but have you ever heard anybody make anything out of hog's blood?
Miss when I was home long years ago, my husband and I hoping to kill hogs, and she had her pan and holding it waiting to get that blood. And I said, what are you going to do with that? She said, dog, I'm going to make me a blood pudding out of it. And I was through with her.
Golly.
I'm telling you, I was through with her.
I wonder what else she put in it.
I didn't even ask her. I didn't care nothing about to even ask her.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. He was standing there, you know, they had washed the hog off and was sitting cutting, you know, on the bleed. And as he went to cut him, she was standing there with her pan to kiss that blood.
Mm. Didn't have much appeal.
It didn't to me.
Yeah, I heard about that. I wanted to ask you if you heard
about it. I have heard about it, but I couldn't find out what she put in it, but I didn't even think enough of it to ask her what she put in it to make it out.
Yes, ma'am. Ever heard of anything called scrapple?
Scrapple?
Yes, ma'am.
And the meat, that man?
Yeah, something made with cornmeal and hog meat, cooked and fried.
That's a crackling
bread. Oh, crackling. What are those cracklings?
They are the fat that comes off of the hog. You take when you're cooking out your lard, and you cook that out, and then you know that's the fat. And you get it, you know, and you strain it, but then you some of it, squeeze it out, you know, and get all that grease out of it.
Yes, ma'am.
And then you know, and then you take that and put in some meal,
right.
You know, hot water, and make it some bread, and some of you too.
Did you have any kind of thick sour milk that you kept around the kitchen to make things out of?
Make cornmeal.
What did you call that milk?
I didn't call it buttermilk.
Buttermilk. Mm-hmm. What about clabber?
Oh, you're talking about the clabber milk. When I was, when I was raising, you know, milking cows, I kept clabber milk, you know, all the time.